Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. If this is your very first time tuning in, I'm Dr. Daniel Hopton. We're blessed to have with us a second day a minister, Katrina Ferguson, who is a marketplace visionary who has been touching the lives of leaders all over the world, especially in the marketplace. And I want to welcome you back, Katrina. You've been such a blessing to the city of Denver.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
Praise God. And all of our listeners all over that are around the country that are tuning into the show, they have been blessed by your voice and the wisdom that God has given you. And we were talking about the steps that we need to take, the leveraging steps that we need to take in order to become successful, and that success has value to it because it is a way for us to measure whether or not we're being obedient to God and doing what God has told us to do. Because in kingdom, success is measured not by money, not by power and influence in the natural, but rather have we done what it is that God has told us to do. That is really the measure of success. But a lot of us, we don't even fulfill that standard of success that God's given us because we're held back by fear, which is the last thing that we were talking about, that so many of us, we are afraid of making mistakes. And we were learning that, look, we shouldn't be afraid, because if our hearts are right and we're exercising wisdom, God will take what we've done and work it together for our good.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking about the fact that it's all part of a process. So when, you know, if we were to just take the mistakes that we've made and just think through, okay, where did I go wrong? What did I do wrong? What was the wrong decision? Mm-hmm. You know, we'll find sometimes it was a decision that we made. Sometimes it's a situation, you know, something we have no control over.
Absolutely.
You know, when you look at the housing market today, you know, some people, you know, are living in homes and things shifted in the industry and their equity is gone. Well, for some, that equity was their retirement. Mm-hmm. Did they do something wrong? No, it was a situation. Mm-hmm. But you have to also know that there is a way of recovery. There's always a way of escape, and it will increase your faith. So prayerfully, up until, you know, this point or that position, you've been exercising your faith muscles so that you can overcome. And it's the things that we overcome that give us the stature in the kingdom of God.
Wow.
That's, you know, the people that you see walking tallest, with their, you know, shoulders back and the confidence, are those who've been through the most.
Mm-hmm.
So when we try to avoid going through or growing through, we're actually avoiding destiny.
Well, you know, David would have never been known had he not had a situation with Goliath, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't know. He wouldn't have been able to collect the spoils. There are many times you cannot be rewarded unless you're facing battle, you know, because, liberty cost. Liberty costs. Every nation knows, every nation that has a liberty knows that liberty and their freedom cost them something. It costs blood. It was not free. Liberty is not free. And also, when we talk about realizing our destiny, we have to understand that when we talk about situations, there are situations that are created by humans, things that people do, that there are tangible elements that affect and create situations. You know, there are evil elements that enter in to affect the thing that God has given us to do. But it is not a sign for us to give up. It is not a sign for us to quit, but it's a sign for us to rise and our anointing to be more than conquerors. So the whole thing about fear, you know, God has called us to be courageous, because there could be things that are fearful. But our God is with us, and if our God is with us, we have the ability to do what we need to do to make things turn around in our circumstance.
Oh, absolutely. And then when you look at the situation and realize that it has no teeth, it's like, what, you know, and sometimes I have to do that. I'll say, well, what is the very worst thing that can happen?
Yeah.
And when you realize the worst thing is really not all that bad, it's just a change, you know, that brings us to the next leverage piece, is to get comfortable with change, get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
And that's a big deal for me.
Wow.
I don't like change at all.
Well, that's level change.
Huh?
That's revelatory because the enemy, the Bible says he's as a roaring lion. He's not the roaring lion. He is not the lion of the tribe of Judah. So the things that he does against us, it won't prosper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't control, you know, the weapon being formed,
right.
But we have dominion to affect its outcome. And so that's really powerful for people who are walking through something right now, walking through something in a marital situation. You didn't create that. You didn't want it. But what is God going to use you to do to make out of it? You didn't want that financial situation. You didn't want the economic calamity that's surrounding everybody outside of Goshen. But what are you going to do? This is a part of our calling to be more than conquerors. What are we going to do with the situation that God has authorized us to be in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then realizing that although we have the authority ultimate because God gives it to us,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of bizarre. There's a song, it says, it ain't over till God says it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's partially accurate,
mm-hmm.
because God says it's over when we say it's over.
Absolutely.
You know, we make the decision that, okay, I'm going to accept the change that's coming into my life,
mm-hmm.
because I believe it's what's necessary to be, do, and have what God has called and created me to be, to do, and to have.
Mm-hmm.
So when we sit there and we are inflexible, then what happens is, you know, we become, it's almost like a target. If you listen to the rain,
mm-hmm.
when it hits on a leaf, it's a lot less traumatic to the leaf than when it hits, you know, say the roof of your house. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot louder. So, you know, it just beats away at it. When a lot of times God is just calling for a flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to move you out of this job so
mm-hmm.
that you can start your own business, because
mm-hmm.
that's where the windows of heaven are open to pour you out this multi-million dollar blessing.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to move from the job, so we're, you know, over, mm-hmm. we're sitting there in a window that's now under a window that has now been shut. So
mm-hmm.
sometimes, yeah, there's a book, it's called Who Moved My Cheese,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes we have to move because the cheese just isn't there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
How foolish do we look going back to the same place to get the same thing when God is saying it's over here now?
Wow. Well, it's great benefit to surrendering to the Lordship of Jesus. Because of the fact that when he is our king, the enemy can't do anything that he just wants to do. Everything that happens in our life, it has to be authorized. It has to be allowed. And God will allow things. When we look at the case story of Job, God allowed that to happen because God was going to accomplish a thing in that situation. We're going to take a destiny break right here. And remember, brothers and sisters, the kingdom information and revelation, it is power to be, do, and have everything that God has destined for us, and we need to begin to really tap into the tools that God has given us to make this happen. I want to also bring to your attention that we have a great resource called the MVP, the Monthly Voice Partners. They are a group of people that help us to continue the kingdom voice, that we're carrying to this generation and through the globe. But it's a great life coaching program that everyone receives a destiny package that gives people the tools to sharpen their calling and the work God's given them to do. And Katrina, do you have something you want to say about the importance of connecting in this way?
Oh, absolutely. Partnership is everything. We know that your associations create your destiny. They either add to you moving in the direction of who God calls you to be, or they're going to move you away from it. And Voice of Destiny Connection, that MVP program, is definitely one that will move you into the direction of what God has called you and created you to do.
Well, brothers and sisters, we're going to be right back just after this destiny break. God bless you.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly Voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly Voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Daniel Hopp, the vision pastor of Voice of Destiny Church. And we have on one of our field ministers, Minister Katrina Ferguson, a visionary and leader of the Ferguson Group. And we were talking about establishing the habit of success. And one of the elements of doing this is that we have to develop the art of change. And we were about to talk about some of the things that we need to change in our life. You know, God constantly God is constant. He's the same today as he was yesterday and will be tomorrow. But all the elements that surround us in this world is on a system of change at all times. And so we must be prepared to bring about change and accept change. And some of the things that we were talking about need to change, and Katrina, you were mentioning one was relationships, that we needed to be prepared and accept the fact that relationships will change.
Mm-hmm. And we have to change within our relationships because there are some people we can't get away from. You know, if your spouse or your children are very negative, we know we need to get away from negativity, but you can't leave your kids. So we have to learn how to change our perspective, you know, change the way that we respond and relate to them so that they too can develop the habit of changing to be who they need to be. This whole life journey is about growing into who it is that God intended for us to be. And that means we're going to have to change. You're going to have to change some of the people we're around. And especially, you know, we as ladies, a lot of times we get so emotionally locked into certain relationships that we don't want to break them. And I'm not even talking about male-female relationships. I'm talking about even our girlfriends, you know, the people that we hang out with. Yeah. And when you realize that, you know, a lot of times the people that are with you today are not the people who are going to be with you in 5 years as you move into your destiny. Mm-hmm. You've got to always be willing to accept. You know, my father. Okay, my father told me, I called him and I was crying about the situation, and I, you know, about this friend of mine who had left my life. I felt betrayed, and he said, "Stop it, just stop it." You know, my dad has never been the warm, fuzzy type. He's like, "Don't you ever cry about somebody leaving your life," because a lot of times when people leave your life, it's because God is trying to get some other things to you that he doesn't intend for that person to even benefit from. So we have people in our lives, around our lives, that God has not ordained for them to be there, and they are actually blessing blockers. And that's one of the things that the enemy, one of the tools that the enemy uses to keep us on lock, to keep us sequestered, to keep us in a box, is the relationships, the people around us. So we have to be willing to change in that area as well.
And sometimes there are some relationships that are born of God that have expiration dates on them, because we were sent into their lives to be a solution, or they were sent in our lives to be a solution. And when the solution is done, sometimes there's not a reason for it anymore, and God moves us on. This is why we have, we have people of all kinds of strengths in our lives. You know, we don't just say, "I only want perfect people." No, people have different reasons for why God sent them in our lives and us in their lives. And we have to have the courage to change, because, again, you know, everybody can't go with us to the next level.
Right.
You know, many times our revelation about purpose causes us to part. And we have to accept that. It's just a part of the living process that we have, that there are some people that were our best friend in elementary school. And by the time we got to junior high, you know, it just wasn't a basis anymore.
Right.
You know, some people were our best friend in junior high. And then by the time we got to, high school, just wasn't relationship wasn't a basis. We went in different fields. You know, by the time we went to college or we started working, you know, we started having families, things changed because of that. And it's okay. You know, we don't lose love, but we lose positions in terms of the position of relationship that we have with those people. And it's something, a principle of change that we've got to accept if we're going to be doing half what God's destined for us.
Absolutely. Yeah, I remember there was an email that was going around for a while. It says that people come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And the key to being successful and developing successful habits is learning how to recognize who's who. And another thing we have to be really be careful about is, or not careful about, but we need to consider changing, is our spending. You know, how it is that we spend what God has given us. You know, sometimes we'll take our entire paycheck and think, okay, we're supposed to spend this on our mortgage, or we're supposed to spend this a certain way. And God is saying, no, see, that's not even all harvest. Some of that is seed. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a farmer. Could you imagine, you know, a farmer growing corn, and he goes out, and he, you know, I can tell you how many, when you look at a seed of corn, I should say, you can't tell how much more corn is in that one seed.
Mm-hmm.
So God gives us increase. Some of it is designed for us. Some, of course, the first 10% is designed for him. Some of it is supposed to go back into the ground. So everything that we get is not for us. It's kind of like, can you imagine being a franchise out here? And, you know, you sell out of French fries the first day, and then you take all of your profits, all of your revenue, I should say, all your revenue from that day, and then you go pay your mortgage with it. Well, you're not recreating what helped you to create the income in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we've got to know when the money comes in, when there's an increase in any area, you know, 10% of it at least belongs to God. We know that. That's not even ours to talk about or think about. You don't budget with that 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, you've got to give an offering, and there's some seed that needs to go back, you know, into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to be very careful about our spending. And what I find is that a lot of times people who have been, you know, who haven't had initially, we have really poor spending habits when we start to have. So one of the things we have to work on now is getting our mindset such that we know when the money comes in, this is how it's going to be distributed.
Well, one thing that Scripture bears out, that it's a dangerous thing to mingle the sacred with the common, you know.
Mm-hmm.
God has a financial design for our lives, and it's important for all of us to discover it, you know, how to manage the resources in which God's given us, because his kingdom is based on stewardship and giving. The world's economic system is based on greed and fear. And so when we begin to look at these opposing economies, we've got to begin to learn to relate to them from God's perspective. And we're going to take a destiny break right here. We'll be right back.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just been tuning in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, and we've been blessed with Katrina Ferguson, who've been willing to spend a couple of days with us talking about laying the foundation of the kingdom habit of success. And we were just talking about how it's important that we develop a regimen, a discipline, a habit around our money, because God has laws concerning our money and spending and investing and growing. But after we've got our money and stuff together, what's the next step?
Well, we've got to go back to making sure that we are seeing things. And we talked about thinking and perspective.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we didn't talk about was being able to avoid what I like to call pseudo-prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times we'll make decisions based on what it looks like to people outside.
Absolutely.
You know, does it look like I have it going on? Does it look like, you know, I'm keeping up with the Joneses?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even how God defines success. As a matter of fact, even in the earth realm, I know a gentleman who his net worth is, you know, tens of millions of dollars, and he still drives a 1999 pickup truck.
Yeah.
You know, he's not investing his money in assets that are depreciating, things that don't have any value or have depreciating value. Yet we who first get money, we want all the nicer things, so we think that's the right thing to do, but in actuality it's not. So we have to really, really get our thinking straight and get our discipline.
Well, the millionaires that I know personally,
that's
one thing I notice about them. They're not into all the status symbols of wealth. You know, and one of them told me, well, you don't want everybody to know you got money because they may bop you upside the head, you know. So, and their money is not for that. They know, they realize their money is for purpose, that they're achieving the purposes of God, and their money is not to make their resources out of their God. It's for service. They've made money their servant. And so if you're going to begin to say, God, well, how can I go about applying your wealth to my life, my prosperity to my life, we're going to discover that wealth comes from things that a lot of people don't realize that wealth comes from. People think that wealth comes from letting everybody know you got money, you know, getting your name out there. No, that's not necessarily where wealth comes from. Wealth comes from you taking the natural resource God has given you and making them into something that has value. And that is the secret of creating wealth in whatever field that you're in.
Absolutely, and service.
Mm-hmm.
And service. We've got to learn how to serve. And I'm not mm-hmm. talking about the self-serving. I'm talking about the mm-hmm. God kind of serving where
wow.
you find people who are involved in where you're supposed to be, and then you begin to serve them. A lot of times,
wow.
you know, we talk about all these incredible mentorship
mm-hmm.
programs, and, you know, how do you get close to, you know, a Les Brown? How do you get, if you want to be an inspirational speaker, how do you get close to, you know, some of these other people that you love their success and you can identify with their success? Well, you have to find a way to serve
yeah.
them. Find a missing link in their covering, so to speak. Find an area of need in their space and fill the need. I know one of my mentors, I was able to literally become a mentee of, because
mm-hmm.
I realized that he didn't have anybody to handle his travel arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not a travel agent. I don't even like doing travel stuff. However,
mm-hmm.
I saw a need. I filled it, and as a result, he's been pouring into my life for the better part of 10 years.
Wow.
So when you understand that serving is a seed as well,
mm-hmm.
then you can begin to harvest that in your own life, as there are people now who do certain types of things, you know, for me. So
mm-hmm.
we just got to really get our thinking straight in all of these areas.
Yeah.
We've got to know definitively that, you know, no matter what happens, here are my daily disciplines. This is what I'm going to do. This is who I'm going to be.
Yeah.
You know, when people come into my space and, you know, they'll make certain, they'll say things like, a gentleman come in my life and say, you know, God created you for me. I'm your husband. I'm this, I'm that. And I'm like, you know, I need to hear from God for myself. Why? Because I have practiced hearing from God. So
mm-hmm.
I know the voice of God.
Mm-hmm.
And another man's, I'm not going to follow. Until God says so.
Wow.
So we have to practice these daily disciplines that get our thinking right, so that we can have the right disciplines, you know, not
mm-hmm.
doing what feels good or what feels right, but what we know God is calling us to do. And ultimately, you know, I kind of wind it up into four steps. First, you have to believe it. You have to believe what it is that God has said about you. You know, especially for ladies, when a lot of times we've been beat down by circumstances and it's very easy for us to lose our confidence,
mm-hmm.
we have to believe what God said about us, who we are, and then what it is that he's created us to do.
Mm-hmm.
Then secondly, we have to receive it. We have to embrace it. We have to decide to agree with what God has said about us so that we can be, do, and have what he's called us to be, do, and have. Then we have to change our language. We have to speak the things that God has told us so that we can see them come into being. Like you said earlier in another segment, we're success for us is word activated. It's
yes.
what comes out of our mouth, and then we have to do the corresponding actions, the activity that's necessary, you know, that God is telling us on a daily basis, move this way, make this decision, go like that, go like this, and that's when you're ultimately going to develop the habit of success.
Wow.
And, you know, I was talking about biographies earlier. It was J. Paul Getty, who was the first recorded billionaire, who
mm-hmm.
said that the individual who wants to reach the top must appreciate the force of habit and understand that practices are what create habits.
Mm-hmm.
You must be quick to break the habits that can break him and adopt those practices that will become the habits that will help him achieve the success that he desires.
Wow, that's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful. You know, when we begin to understand that there is a habit, that there's a collection, an assembly of habits that represents our destiny, and when
mm-hmm.
we are able to put those in place and break the bottleneck of anything that will prevent us from entering into that, I believe that we will begin to get on some good footing to do our destinies. And I want to talk about one of the reasons why the Lord had us to establish this work was to provide people a place where they can get the resource of kingdom teaching. Talk to us how you've seen being a part of a community, a faith community, has really been a blessing to you in helping you to walk in your destiny.
Okay. it's really everything. When you think that the people around you are moving in the same direction, it creates a momentum, a
mm-hmm.
synergy, where 1 + 1 begins to equal 11 instead
mm-hmm.
of simply 2. And because of the synergy that's created, and people speaking into your life, even the things
mm-hmm.
that you don't see, you
yeah.
know, the things that maybe you miss in your prayer time that you
mm-hmm.
didn't hear God say, or even to just confirm God's word in your heart and your life, it just gives you the strength and the energy to create the momentum that will move you into who God has called you to be.
Wow. You know, one thing that Paul says, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together, you know, not, you know, congregated, but the assembly, you know, don't forsake that, because there's great resources in it where we're able to share the alabaster box that God's given us. It's been a great blessing to have you with us, Katrina. I want to remind our listeners that Kingdom Information and Revelation, it is the power to be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 3:15 that God will give you pastors after his own heart to feed you with knowledge and with understanding. We need both of them. We need information, but we also need revelation to be able to be the vessels and the champions that God's called us to be. Remember, today is a great day, because this is the day the Lord has especially made for you.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, Kingdom Information and Revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.